fucking shit.
Oh, he's still
he killed the bottle. Yo.
I was like, bro, I'm fucking retarded, dog. Like, keep the stagger, I'm dumb.
What a cunt the fuck are you doing, man? Like,
so well.
Low key, Gwen Stefani was a bop. I don't know why the fuck she left No Doubt and decided to go. So, I mean, all that Gwen Stefani solo shit was kind of cool, but it was just like, at the same time, it's like. You was popping with No Doubt, though. Like, there was no doubt, no pun intended, that, you know, she played some good shit. Am I right? Am I wrong, though, babe? I'm just talking to anybody who's willing to listen. What's Cuddy, family? Welcome back to the installment of the Tony Talks Podcast. My name is Tony, and of course, you can't hear me talk, ladies and gentlemen, and I am happy to be back once again after a little hiatus. I know the last episode was with the lovely Genesis, but now I am back at it again, this time solo boloing this motherfucker. Couldn't upload an episode last week because of the 4th of July weekend. And just because your boy had, in my opinion, a hectic schedule. At least in terms of me just trying to find the time. Because, see, when I record for you people, I want to at least have it done in a way in which, like, you know, like, I can genuinely, like, sit down and take the time to record. You know, and although a lot of my episodes might not reflect that, sometimes I'll admit that I feel like I've gotten to a point mentally now where it's just like, all right, like if I can have the space and the time to do it, cool. If not, that's fine as well, too, because the reality is I'd rather give you a decent episode or make an attempt to try to give you a quality episode than just like, fuck it. It's 1 hour, squeeze it, bullshit, bye. You know, like, fuck it. It is what the fuck it is. So I had to make a real realization with myself because, funny enough, I actually did, I don't know, because I had an eventful 4th of July weekend and took a lot of days off. But also at the same time, just recovering from a lot of things, like did my first show at the Improv. Very proud about that. It was at the Lab. It was for the Better Late Than Never show, hosted by the great Jay Gumbo. All right, but Gumby. But the man put on a great show. It was great times. You know, got to go to the. You could talk. This is not a professional. I let my girlfriend's like coming to me talking like silent talking me, being like, hey. You can get your Arrowhead water, sweetheart. It's okay. She thinks this is a high-quality podcast. No, but going back to what I was originally saying. So, by the way, can you pour up another shot? Oh, perfect. We're so in sync like Justin Timberlake. Oh, my God. But anyways, going back to my original story. So, yes, your boy did just finish his first set at the Hollywood Improv at the Laugh, the Never, Better Late Than Never show. Shout out to boy Jay for putting me on. Shout out to boy Justin Rogers for helping me get the connects to be on said show. It was a great show. In my opinion, it was one of those shows where I genuinely felt like I guess a professional comedian, to be honest with you. Because and this isn't to talk shit about, I mean, listen, I fucking played. I did a show at the Bedroom at the Store. I did the Ha Ha. But I've always had, like, a sense of like imposter syndrome toward like I don't deserve to be here, but like where I was at and when I got inside and I got to the green room and everything, like, and I was chatting up with the comedians and like all this other stuff, like that's when like I genuinely didn't feel like an imposter. You know, I feel like me being, you know, doing a show at the Comedy Store, doing a show at the Ha Ha, like knowing the type of people who have performed here, it gets intimidating to the point where it was like, you know, like, man, I really should not be here. Thankfully, I was still able to make the best out of the opportunity. But in this instance, I genuinely just felt like a comedian. Like, I showed up, I go into the green room, I get a drink, we're shooting the shit with the other comedians. Like, literally, like, it was a whole vibe that I never really experienced a lot. You know, like, people come in, like, we do our thing and yada, yada, yada. You know, every time we were just like having great conversations, then in the middle of it, somebody would be like, hey, I'm up, so I'll be back in 5 minutes, you know, and then there you go. They do their set, they come back, and then we pick up right where we left off. Like, the environment, everything was just like, in a way, just it genuinely felt, it felt like, like I am here, I deserve to be here, and fuck it, you know. We went out, and from what everybody told me, it was a pretty good show. So, you know me, never too, you know, egotistical, very humble. You know, the one funny thing I like to do is when people tell me, like, oh, you did great. And I was like, I appreciate you for lying to me like that, you know? And it's, you know, and they're just like, oh my God, stop. Like, you did good. It's like, listen, I appreciate the kind words and I do genuinely take them seriously. But it's like, hold on, by the way.
Do you think I'm funny? Yes. Do you think I'm funny? I think you're funny.
See, my girlfriend loves to lie to me and I appreciate that. I appreciate you lying to me because.
I mean, I think you know when, if. Like, I laugh at your jokes, and if I give you just, like, the...
Yeah. No, trust me. She pray on my downfall, bro. Bro, okay, TMI. We had sex today, and then she was like, this is the first time I've really broken out in a sweat and stuff like that. And I was like, that's what happens when you get real dick. So she was like, so all those other times we had sex, it wasn't real dick? And I'm just like, God damn it.
You set yourself up, huh?
I did. I low-key did. But you know what? I ate the L. I ate though, cause she did get me, and that's what I hate. I feel like your smart wits is starting to, my smart wits are starting to rub off on you now.
Smart wits? What if I had them before you? I can't be smart and witty myself.
Okay, now you're lying a little too much to the fucking people right now. Kidding. It's a joke. She gives me some faces when I make jokes. Sometimes I'm like, you gotta understand, bro. This is how you know I'm comfortable with you. I roast the shit out of you.
I like that. All right. I appreciate that.
And you can roast the shit out of me. By the way, let's take this shot real quick. To a good show tonight. By the way, at the day I'm recording this is on a Sunday, July 9th. I am also doing a show at the. It don't get all weird with the shot. Either take it or I'll take that hoe.
There's something in there.
What was it?
I don't know. Like a.
And you're rubbing it on me. You want my fucking whole arm to smell like Hennessy right now? Jesus Christ.
Well, I was trying to show you what it was. There was something in there.
Like, by rubbing it on me?
Like a.
What if I'm like, hey, babe, I got gonorrhea here, and then I just fuck you, and like, so you can feel what it's like. You know, it's like, you see what I mean, you know?
Gonorrhea versus a piece of lint in the Hennessy that you so love.
But apparently I love that pussy, too, if it gave me gonorrhea. You feel me? Like, it's just, I'm just kidding. Let's take this shot. I'm talking bullshit. Ooh, left a little colita.
And you know I'm naturally funny.
Looking, I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
That one I won't give you faces about because I know that's a joke.
Yeah, see, she knows. She's all like, he can come up with a joke from time to time here and there.
That's a joke right there, y'all.
Always at my expense. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, so put a cap on the Hollywood Improv story because my ADHD is working like a motherfucker right now. Improv show was great. Vibes were great. Shout out everybody that came through. I had some friends who I hadn't seen in a long time pull up to the show too. Shout out the D. Giovanni's. Hopefully I'm saying the last name right. But yeah, y'all showed out for your boy. Very, 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 very grateful for that. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it and were not repulsed by my horrific material. And you'll come to other shows. Shout out everybody else who went to the shows as well, too. You know who you are. You guys always stay coming to my shows. And I'm very much appreciative of it, too. And also the reason why I felt like it was a good show, because literally the show happened, like, 2 days after, like, my 2-year anniversary into doing stand-up. Which is cool, because it definitely felt like a little graduation ceremony in a sense, because it's like, okay, like, first year comedy, you know, came, and then I got to do the store, and then now second year of comedy came, and now I get to do the improv. So that to me is just a continuous motivational factor for me to shut that off. I'm just kidding. Dude, same thing. There's some people who literally forget, like, which I don't understand. It's like every day, you know, you set the same alarm every fucking day, but they're always miraculously away from their desk as soon as their alarm. And then they start blaring to the, and it's like, you don't want to touch their phone. That's their private property and shit like that. Like, I get uncomfortable touching people's shit. I always ask, like, get on the mic. Hold on real quick.
My memory is so bad, you know? So like for me, yeah, I get really nervous. Like when I go and get up and go to the restroom. And then, you know, I forget that I have a timer and alarm. And then I get so nervous when I'm in there because I'm like, fuck, that shit will go off because it has gone off. I literally have walked into my boss's office to, like, go talk to her. And then my alarm is ringing. But, like, and I hear it, but I'm not registering it. And then she'll be like, what's that noise? And I'm like, oh, shit, that's my alarm. Let me go turn it off because, yeah, people will be like, what's that noise? And then I feel bad because I'm like, ah, but I'm like, if I'm not there, someone shut it off. You have my permission to touch my phone and shut it off, but
your microphone handling skills are shite, sweetheart. I'm sorry. You're holding it like you're holding an Oscar. You're just like, anyway, so yeah. I'm just like, yeah, keep it, yeah. Oh. You got to keep it close to the chin.
Sorry, folks, if you didn't catch all of that.
No, they did. It's just going to sound like you're talking from like across the hall and shit like that. So it's all good. I'll fix it in editing or maybe not. It's all right. This is perfect. Right. Exactly. Practice makes perfect. And we were talking about that. Actually, you know what? That's a bar right there, because I remember the conversation me and my girl had earlier, because I remember, I think you just said, like, are you ready or are we ready or something like that?
Chicken.
Yeah. She didn't defrost her goddamn chicken. By the way, have you always bought that quality of that brand of chicken breast?
No, I went to Food for Less, and then that's what I found. Why?
It looks good. I always get like the Oscar Mayer fucking chicken breast and shit like that. So I'm just like, you know, branch out to different ones and stuff like that. Yeah, I fucks with a good chicken breast. Is that what you like my meat? Ah! And she walks away. Of course. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, ADHD thoughts going all over the fucking place. But it's all Gucci, my friends. At the end of the fucking day, I got a whole hour that I got to run through. So if that hour is filled with a bunch of ADHD gibberish, well, ladies and gentlemen, strap the fuck in. But anyways, yes, cap off the improv show. Great show. Great way to cap off 2 years of stand-up. Hopefully get to do that place again and many more. I think the only place that I still have yet to perform at is the Laugh Factory, which, fingers crossed, that will happen coming soon. But you know, your boy always working, always working, always working. So I will continue to do so in the future to keep growing this shit. But yeah, man, great show. And I got one today at the Ha Ha Comedy in NoHo. Shout out Flashback. They put me on the Further Sunday Showcase. Once again, fucking love that place. Love the mic. Love the people. Shout out Shay for putting on a great fucking show every goddamn Sunday. The man truly is a working man's comic, dude. Like, this dude works. Also puts on the Ugly Baby Hour over there at the North End in Hollywood. So pull up to those two. Usually those happen around Tuesdays. And it's also followed by some great karaoke. So, you know, at the end of the day, we out here building relations, and thankfully, needless to say, they're going really well, and everybody who I've met, everybody who's given me opportunities, have been nothing but fantastic. So appreciate all y'all putting a cap on that. Now let's move forward to the next topic, which is no topic. We're out here just shooting the shit. But I was going to talk about the conversation that I had with my girl, because she told me if I was ready, like, are you ready? Like, that question in general, are you ready, had me a bit, it got me thinking, because I used to always, back in the day, have this response to whenever I'm asked, like, are you ready? I always give this response. It's all like, we don't know until it's over. And that's the real, and that's the reality of it, because I got put onto this philosophy of like, listen, at the end of the day, motherfuckers keep saying they're ready, they're not ready. At the end of the day, you really do not know if you're ready until after it happens. Because you can run that motherfucker, you can practice, you can rehearse, you can run all this shit all again and again and again and again and again. But then you come game day, come time when it's time to really do the damn thing, and you fucking just fall flat on your face and fumble that shit, well, there you go. You got answered the question. You kept saying you're ready, and then boom, this shit happened. It's like, so there you go. Like, in essence, you weren't ready. In the end, you did a million practices, and you weren't ready. I know what you're thinking to yourself. God damn it, Tony. This is some goddamn depressing shit you're telling me. No, it's because you need to understand that I'm coming at it from a philosophy of just like, don't sweat this. The question of are you ready? Do not sweat the question, because so many people are just like, I'm not ready. It's like, bro, at the end of the day, you really will not know if you're ready or not until after you do the damn thing. You feel me? So it's like, if you do it and you succeed, you knew you were ready. If you do it and you don't succeed, you know you weren't ready, but that's okay. Like, now you know. But at least you were able to get, like, you know, like that out of your system, so you know for a fact, like, okay, like, I wasn't ready. Now I know that whatever I'm doing is still not enough, so I gotta do more. And you know, you just work on it from there, you know. And that's basically my only thing with that. That's Gucci, that's cool. So, you know, done with that. What are you doing? Oh, the fish thing, by the way, fun little story too. So me and my lady, so we fucked up one day, and see, I'm not a stepfather. I'm the father that stepped up for my girl's goldfish. Is it a goldfish?
It's a beta fish.
It's a beta fish, just like her. She's such a beta. I'm an alpha, so, you know. There you go. Oh, shit.
No, the mic's hot now. Now you want to tell me to watch my mouth. But say this to me when the mics are off, though, huh? Say this to me when the mics are off. Tell me I won't have you fucking laid up hogtied in that bed out here getting... No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke. Christ. No, I'm just kidding. Couples in love in 2023. Isn't it such a beautiful thing? It's like couples in love in 2023. Isn't it a beautiful thing? We're just talking shit. But no, so yeah, like I said, I'm not a stepfather. I'm the father that stepped up to her beta fish. And I always get, like, lately I've been getting the water for the fish. And, you know, it's my little contribution to the lad. I want to make sure he has some good Arrowhead natural spring water to swim in. And, but we fucked up because, unfortunately, your boy, because I went to a lich stow. And at the lich stow, they only had the waters in gallons in the fridge. So that motherfucker was cold. And my girl, she's fucking paranoid as fuck. So she believes that if we put this motherfucker in cold fridge water, that he's going to freeze, get fish pneumonia, pneumonia. Huh? Oh, so basically the fish, what she's saying is his behavior also reflected the fact that maybe, just maybe, we might not benefit from putting him in cold water because he got into the cold water, that motherfucker was stiffer than my erection in the goddamn mornings and shit like that. Like, it's like, holy shit. So she got panicky. It was just like, I don't want to do it. So I'm over here like, well, now we got to warm up some fucking ice cold water like ASAP. So I do the logical thing and like first thing, like when you think of, I put that hole in the fucking microwave. So I put some microwave some water. It got hot. But then apparently that motherfucker got too hot. And when we put it in her plastic fish bowl, that shit fucking bent, bro. Like the neck fucking like got tucked in like, you know. Like, if somebody was like, you know how when, like, you kiss your neck or touch a ticklish spot around your neck, you, like, tuck that hoe in? That's basically what the fishbowl did right now. So, I was just like, holy shit, dude. That's fucking wild. So, unfortunately, we've been having the fish. What's the fish? Do you even give this fish a name? Did you just come up with his name, like, right now? So his name was always Rob, or you're just now calling him Rob?
Okay, well, when I thought that it was a girlfish, I wanted to name it Robbery.
But babe, it's 2023. Don't you know that we're living in the generation of people transitioning from genders?
Well, fish probably don't do that. I can't speak for fish. So they're just, however they're...
Well, we can't speak to fish, period, sweetheart. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with its natural thing, because that's the default.
Rob? You're naming the fish Rob.
I named it Rob because when I thought it was a girl, I named it Robbery, and then I learned it was a boy. So then I was like, well, Rob instead of Robbery.
So it's not named after the famous comedian Robin Williams, who unfortunately took his own life a couple years back.
It was.
And thank you. That was not, I'm just kidding.
Hey. That's a nice tribute.
Yeah. But anyways, going back to the original story. So yeah, so basically we had fucking Rob living in a Dr. Seuss ass fucking house, all bent up, turned all fucking just shaped the fuck. And so we've been literally going crazy trying to find another fucking fishbowl. My lady swears to God it's always at the Dollar Tree. It's always at the fucking 99.
I mean, the first one I got for him, I got it at a Dollar Tree.
Yeah, but how long ago was that, though?
I mean,
that's the thing about dollar stores. They stay changing their inventory. That's the one thing I realized.
I'm learning that now.
These value fucking store people and their stores stay changing their inventory. That's how they stay cheap. They never have the same thing more than once, usually, unless it's shit that motherfuckers don't want. That's the whole reason why value stores even exist. They resell you shit that wasn't flying off the shelves at a discounted rate. Think about it. Why do you think there's always dollar store this, dollar store, like dollar store toilet paper, dollar store, yeah. Because if you go to the dollar store and you look at a lot of their inventories, bro, you would see that a lot of that has to do with, holy shit, there are a bunch of fucking those environmentalists or something. They're all wearing blue shirts and they ain't Crips. And their wife, oh, their church? Holy shit, we got church folks. And I feel like it's something with like that white boy getting pregnant or urban centers. What does that even, are these white folks trying to help the blacks or something or?
Do it.
Bet. Say I won't answer this fucking door right now. Yeah. Oh, okay. No. Oh, we got Christians knocking on doors, my boy. Live on the pocket. Bro, say I won't answer the goddamn door. I don't give a fuck. Let me worry about that.
This is my place.
Oh, true. But that's what I'm saying, though. But I'll deal with it. Oh, okay. Oh, damn it.
They're probably just
Little. Ah, fuck, for real. Basically, long story short, we had a couple door knockers coming our way, and I thought they were going to come knocking on our door. That would have been great content for the podcast, bro. My girls are like, no, don't do it. It's my place. It's like, I know it's your place, but don't worry. Them white folks, what they finna do?
Well, I don't want to talk to them.
You're not going to talk. I'm going to talk to them. I would have opened the door and be like, hey, what's up, guys? Well, I'm going to just be honest with you. I'm like, what's up? He's like, are you busy right now? I was like, yeah, I'm recording a podcast, but if you want to get on right now, what's up? What's your name? We're with the urban. I'm like, so you just didn't white folks allowed to come to projects to pretend like y'all doing something right for us? I mean, unless y'all motherfuckers cutting me a check, why you really here? You feel me? You gonna wash my clothes? You gonna fucking wipe my ass? What's up? I'm just kidding. We're out here giving door knockers a hard time.
What's that one chain of like meal prepped foods?
Oh, every table?
Every table,
yeah. Every table? Oh, so fuck me then. Basically, long story short, I'm a piece of shit. Oh, not
but people like that. Those programs were.
I'm over here like ready to call myself a piece of shit. It's like, well, I'm a piece of shit. I'm over here trying to find. I'm trying to make content out of these people. Turns out they're actually doing good for the community. We're like, I don't know if it was them. I was like, all right, fuck them.
I don't know if it was them, but people come. You know, it's a project, so they want to do their good due diligence.
They want to feel like they're doing their due diligence, my boy. At the end of the day, you're not helping us get out the PJ. You're just helping us stay in there and make it a little more cozy. Motherfuckers. Also, who said, yeah, who the fuck said you can get my esquita like that? And you just gonna look me in the eye as you take that. For those people that are listening right now, I got my girl an elote because she wanted an elote. I got an esquite for me because I wanted an esquite. It is, but at the end of the day, I'm not trying to, like, put, like, no fucking, like, phallic shaped object in my mouth right now. Pause. And so I was like, let me get the esquite. Because I feel like the esquite is like the elote, but, like, on easy mode. It's like, it's already shaved up because it's wet. Yes. The water. There is a lot of water in the esquite. Hold on. Still gas, though. Still gas. Anyways. So I get her an elote. I get an esquite for me. And I see her right now. She done fucked up that elote. Not all the way, though. I still see it. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. But she gonna reach for my esquite, get a spoonful, look at me dead in my eye, and still put that shit in her mouth. Pause. It's like, goddamn, it's nothing sacred in this goddamn relationship, babe. No. I know everything that's mine is yours, but still at the same time, I would appreciate it if you just asked. Because you know I love my esquites.
Babe, you haven't even touched it.
I know. Well, because I'm recording a podcast, babe. This isn't an ASMR mukbang where I'm out here being like,
you take shots but not, and drink your beer, but you can't eat your.
Yes, because shots are like 2 seconds. I got to make time for this esquite. I know. Look at us. I hear airing out our relationship dirty laundry in real time, babe. Seeing how much we argue and everything. No, I'm just kidding. We love each other. We just give each other shit a lot of the time because we're jokesters. And we both suffer from attention deficit hyperactive disorder. I know. I'm the real OG because I'm diagnosed. She has yet to be diagnosed. But listen, as someone who has ADHD for basically their entire fucking life, I can see it. I don't think, trust me, doctors are stupid if they don't think you got ADHD, bro. Like the way. Yeah, don't tell them you do drugs, bro. No, fuck that. Because, yeah, they're going to immediately go to.
You have to understand, weed helps me focus. Like, that should give you the fucking duh. Like,
but they're a bunch of boomer-ass doctors, so of course they're going to fucking think that, oh, everything is wrong with you is because you do drugs. Because.
I don't fucking want to go to, that's why I've been looking and still looking. I haven't found the right one, but that's what happens with therapy. You sometimes don't land a good therapist your first time, and you got to keep trying, It's like with everything.
There you go. So now you know. Do not trust these fucking doctors, bro. Diagnose your own mental illnesses all 2020.
They call it self-diagnosing and then they say don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of looking advocate for like anti-self-diagnosis. I'm like, bro, don't do this. No. So she has a psych. So my lady has a psych. So my lady got psychology degree from UCLA. So that automatically means that she knows more than these fucking doctors. And isn't that right, sweetheart?
Not far, but I mean, I'm not fucking far. I'm not reaching either. Like, I know what I know.
There you go.
I do know that in that community,
ADHD and autism, the spectrum, all that stuff is up in the air anyways, because even the psychology community doesn't even know what the fuck. They don't even know.
So basically, I'm dating a woman with autism is what you need to know. Oh, we're putting the fish back. We're putting Rob back in the thing. There you go. Scoop that. Ahí está. Hey, look at that. Rob got his new crib. Out here be like, what's up, MTV? My name is Rob. Welcome back to my crib. So, all pimped out now. You know, I had the little Dr. Seuss little half-circle-y ass house.
I hadn't even put any of the pebbles. Like, it was a plain Jane, but now he got the pebbles. He got the little pebbles and the big pebbles and the little leaf. He likes to sleep by the under the leaf, the branch.
Oh, that's cute. You think fish sleep like that?
I am the one that walks by the bowl in the morning when he's not moving, and he's under the little leaf.
So fish sleep under leaves.
Well, this one does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It does like a pimped out crib. Like I said, I like how you literally did not even take the front sticker off now. So.
No, I tried to, but it's hard.
Here. You know what? Oh, okay, fine. Come here.
I'm showing you that I tried.
Okay, here. Come here. Talk to the people. Guarantee y'all pee that motherfucker off right now.
You better not ruin my fishies bowl or. Good luck trying. He thinks I didn't try. He thinks I purposely left the tag on the box and that I didn't try to scrape it off. If y'all ever have tried to scrape,
I'm gonna be honest with you now. Cause look, we got this shit like at a value store,
general discount store.
So I think we gonna need like a gum scraper to get that motherfucker off, dude. Cause yeah. By the way, poor. So this is a temporary? So is this Rob's Airbnb?
Yeah, only because it also, the way that they make it seem, they're like, it's ideal for transport, temporary housing, and quarantine. So I'm like, oh, so y'all.
It's a fish pet. It's all quarantine.
Well, no.
Where the fuck is he gonna go? He's not at the ocean.
Well, that's the whole. They're marketing it as a quarantine thing. If you need to separate, because these fish, actually, beta fish cannot live.
No offense, but this house is looking way better than that Dr. Seuss ass melted fucking bowl we have.
I'm just saying the way that they labeled this as like, oh, temporary, or like they don't even make it seem like it's a permanent thing. I mean, I'm obviously gonna keep it for a cool minute, you know.
True, and you know what? We can use that sticker as like a shade spot, so that way the sun isn't directly hitting them, you know. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I'll place this way so that we don't see
the sun. I was like, for the viewers watching him, you're going to see just a white background.
Well, he will.
Paint that whole green. We can make it a green screen. Have Rob swimming in like all the.
I wish I could have a sticker with like ocean stuff in there so you can see stuff. And it's not just white.
He's just seeing all white like his future when he dies. It's like it just all goes blank, dude. Look, he's like, whoa, this is new. I'm used to a circular bowl. This is square. Whoa, I got corners? Walls? I got walls now? I got a roof over my head? This is wild, dude. Like, I'm totally going to fucking invite so many fish thotties up in here and get my shit popping right now. Where the fish henny at? By the way, pour up in the shop. Bro, imagine when he does, though. You should get him a female fish. Bro, I guarantee you, my boy Rob will be fucking. All right, it's cool. I'll invest in a bigger tank. That means my boy Rob can get some pussy, bro. Cause I feel like that's what Rob is missing. I feel like this is why he's so excited about his new location.
I think I told Letty, or I mentioned it to someone. Like, it would be a good idea to get another fish. But with beta fish, we have to look into it because they can't. Maybe if it's the opposite sex, yeah. But
see, of course, it's the opposite sex. Motherfucker gonna be like, another beta. Oh, it's a female beta? Oh, hold on. Hey, what's good, little? What's good, little mama? Hey, be like, you wanna go sleep on my leaf real quick? You wanna go sleep on my leaf real quick? You know, just, you know, let me show you what I'm working with here, girl. You new here. I've been around the block, bro. I can show you around, you know. So this is one wall. This is the second wall. It's the third wall. So this wall got a sticker on it because my owners got my fucking bowl at like some cheap ass little fucking value brand store and shit like that. So, you know, I got a little, I like to call my little, like, visor, you know, like if there's too much sun going in one way, I'll just go to the sticker side and, you know, just hang around here. But what's good with you, shorty? We got the big pebbles, we got the little pebbles. Where you trying to chill at, you feel me? The chicken defrosted, by the way, for those listening right now. My lady was trying to meal prep before we go to the comedy show right now. Well, not right now, but in a little bit. And she basically totally forgot to defrost the chicken. So now she is basically, we did the old running under hot water, putting a boiling pot of water. And thankfully, we are happy to address that the chicken has now been defrosted. So now she can cook it. How are you going to cook up that chicken?
409.
Basically. Well, you say you're cooking everything else, right? There you go. So basically, the chicken don't take that long to cook. Okay. What do you use? Wait, come here. What do you use for seasoning?
A bunch of shit. You know, I like my salt, my sodium. I like to season it with Lori's all seasoning or whatever. Yeah. Some lemon pepper. If I have it, lemon pepper.
Do you ever use Old Bay?
I actually have never used Old Bay.
I'm going to buy you Old Bay, and I guarantee you, fuck all those seasonings except for maybe the garlic and the onion powder. Old Bay, garlic powder, and onion powder. Gas.
Okay.
If you're into the oniony garlic.
Well, okay.
Then you know me, I'm a fiend. I like that.
Okay. Well, I like to cook with real garlic. So I dice those up or cut them up, and then I throw them in the oil while it's heating. But yeah, like I have mixed up like a whole bunch of shit together. I'll put garlic, salt, pepper. Oh, a shit ton of pepper I put. So pepper and all Lori's are the main kind of seasons that I use. But yeah, lemon pepper, garlic.
I say Old Bay because shout out my boy Maryland, Grayson McNew out here, one of the GOATs, out here doing the real estate game in Maryland. So hit that motherfucker up if you ever need some real estate game in Maryland. But homie was Maryland man till he died. He was a fisherman and everything, bro. He really was about that life. So he put me onto Old Bay. He was like, listen, put this on everything. Fuck fish. Put it on chicken. Put it on pizza. Put it on anything.
I'm pretty sure I have used Old Bay in the past, but not like, it's not like my GOAT, like, oh, I'm going to buy, I need to buy it because I'm running out. But I think I have, like, my mom brought it one time and then, but I, yeah, I couldn't remember.
He said, put that bitch on everything and it's going to work. And God damn it. At first, we did it as a joke. We literally put Old Bay on everything. Bro, we put that hoe on a slice of pizza with a little fucking Cholula sauce. Oh!
You're funny.
She made my dick hard, dude. I was like, low-key, Old Bay got the juice. At first, we were like bullshitting. We were like, all right, we'll put Old Bay on everything. We didn't. I'm not going to lie. That hoe was smacking, my boy. So I need you to try that Old Bay chicken. You feel me? We'll continue talking about your chicken setup and recipe. How you going to do them potatoes, too?
Same thing, and they're baby potatoes, so I just kind of slice them up in half, throw in some salt, pepper. On those, sometimes, oh, I haven't done this in a while, but sometimes I would throw in a little bit of the consomme, like the tomato or chicken, for a little extra little, what is it, rosemary, or is it, I think it's rosemary, those little, like, little green thing,
yeah,
or whatever. Yeah. I throw that in there a little bit.
It's either rosemary or thyme, but yeah, I doubt. But we're a little too bougie for thyme, so I think most likely it's rosemary.
Yeah, because I saw thyme the other day at the store, and I was like, oh, that's what thyme is. I haven't tried it yet, and I don't know if I want to try it just yet.
Right now, you don't got the time for it. Boom! See, I hear getting the jokes ready for tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. Haha, comedy tonight, Sunset Rooftop next Wednesday. Yep, I'm ready to go, my boy. Yes. Fun fact, my lady likes to chase all of her shots with water.
Because I can't not chase a shot.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think that most people drink shots without chasing, or they chase?
No, they do. But you know what's funny? The reason why I call you out for water, they chase it with soda. Usually the complimentary soda. No. So if you're having a dark, it's with a cola.
Fuck me. It's spilling. Sorry, I don't know what I was going to. My first instinct was to clean it on you. I'm sorry.
There you go. You just cleaning all your shit on me.
I will tell you this. I learned the trick of using water from one of my, Christina, actually, her mom. She.
Is that the one we're going to the wedding for?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. She was like, oh, something. Like my mom, she just chases with water. And then I was like, you know what? I'm like, that's not a bad idea. Because for me, like when I do shots, they're already disgusting for me. And so throwing in soda,
The bubbliness from soda or carbonation doesn't help my stomach. And also, I really love Coca-Cola, so I'm not going to ruin that for myself by mixing it with drinks. So you will never see me do a Jack and Coke because I actually don't even like that combination. I don't really like Jack anyways. But yeah, so what, and so like the thing for me is like, it's very refreshing. It's just very refreshing to have water because ew, alcohol. But then also like, that's a smart thing to do because you're getting hydrated at the same time. I mean, I know some people are like, oh no, it's going to kill your, you know, your drunkenness if you drink a water. But I'm like, well, I'm drunk enough. I'm going to get drunk enough.
Plus, isn't that the point? We kind of want to not get too fucked up, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a nice little balance. Exactly. Like you take the shot, but you, to the best of your ability, you try to balance it out with that little swig of water you got, you know?
Yeah. I remember every time.
Because also sodas have sugars and oh, you want to take it?
Yeah. That too. The fucking sugars. It's going to lead to hangover.
Yeah, the sugars are definitely not the move.
They're not. Hence, for me?
Hence why I kind of gave up, like, the White Claws and the Trulies. I feel like they were getting me too fucked up because of like the whole.
No, they don't. Okay, first of all, honey, Trulies and White Claws are known for zero sugars.
It has zero sugar?
Zero sugar.
Oh, then I'm just a degenerate alcoholic then.
I think now the lemonade Trulies to me seem way like sweeter, so those might have some sugar. But
yeah, the Trulies I think has sugar, but no.
No, the lemonade Trulies, because Trulies and White Claws themselves zero sugar, but you seen the black colored Trulies? Those are the lemonade ones that to me, when I taste those, they seem way sweeter than regular ones, which is why I don't fuck with those.
Let's see. Every Trulies, yes, includes extra contains of
like
1 to 2 grams
okay,
of sugar.
That's either no sugar or like 1 gram.
Hold on. Those White Claw.
Maybe White Claw's on zero?
Have sugar. 2 grams of sugar.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess. Why did I think it was zero? I guess to me, two grams of sugar is like basically zero.
No one need to be asking Google the real questions. What hard seltzer has no sugar? Vodka soda? Okay. So Cutwater.
Oh, Cutwater.
Zero carbs and zero sugars. Oh, damn, there's a whole list. So.
So why did I think that White Claws and Trulies were a part of this gang?
Because that's the marketing. Zero carbs, 90 calories. So Cutwater is the go-to. It has zero carbs, only 99 calories with zero sugar. And next we have Canteen. Yeah, I have not seen Canteen. So Canteen spirits, canned cocktails, 90 calories, zero carbs. Yeah. Oh, and then Viva tequila seltzer has 88 calories, no carbs, and no sugars. Yeah. Take Five, zero carbs, 100 calories, zero sugars. Crushwell, never heard of these. A lot of these sellers we wouldn't even heard of. That's the thing about living in the environment we live in. We don't got. Although I do want to see where they sell Viva. I guarantee you they'll probably sell that hoe at BevMo. Guarantee they sell that hoe at BevMo.
Oh, pretty. Yeah, they have to.
Exactly. But anyways, how did we get on this topic? Ah, yes. So long story short, I just chased my shot with a fucking Miller High Life, and my girl chased it with a goddamn thing of water. But, I mean, to me, I've always just been a beer chaser type of guy, because at the end of the fucking day, it's all like, bro, we're drinking. Whether it's hard or it's the soft stuff, we gonna be drinking regardless. So, fuck it. We gonna do what the fuck it goddamn fucking do. Hey, I'm gonna keep it a bean Reno, babe. Them shots hitting right now, dude. Hell yeah. When I say that the shots are hitting, what I mean by that is that, like, right now, I'm in a tug of war. I'm in a mental tug of war right now, and it's between me and this alcohol. And there is a good chance that I might show up to the show blackout drunk, and I'm just fucking with you. I'm fucking with you, babe. You saw how many Henny shots I took at that fucking improv show? And that wasn't even counting the Henny that I took that day. So, trust you. Yeah, the improv. Yes. How many shots of Henny I took? I took what? 2 shots of Henny. I took 3 beers. And that wasn't even counting the whole bottle of Henny I killed before the show. Listen, at the end of the day, when it comes to the stand-up comedy shit, babe, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do what the fuck I got to goddamn fucking do.
All right. The minute I don't because of the alcohol, that's when I quit the alcohol. You feel me? We go hand in hand. All right. I try to be a goddamn professional. By the way, my iPhone case, I need to get another one. This motherfucker is absolutely disgusting. Babe, come here. Let me show you real quick. Look at how fucking disgusting my phone. This is supposed to be all clear. Look at the sides. They're brown, dude. They're brown. I desperately need another case, but that reminds me. Let me know when we're close to a Target. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I saw your Kate Spade case, sweetheart. It's on his last leg. Get it out of there. Get it out of there. But it's all right, sweetheart. Damn, bro, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? You ever take off your phone case and you see how little this motherfucker is without it? It's like, holy shit, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I think I am starting to fuck it up a bit more, though, because I'm starting to hit some creases here. Oh, man. No, my phone in general. Like, you know how when you take off your phone case, you're like, holy shit, my phone is a lot smaller than I thought it was. I'm doing that right now. No, I'm not gonna lie, my shit's mad cracked right now. Bro, I have such a Los Angeles ass iPhone right now, dude. I got a couple cracks on the screen. Old ass phone case. Cause every motherfucker I know in LA got a cracked ass goddamn iPhone screen, bro. Nobody in their fucking mama wants to repair that shit. They're like, fuck it, we'll just live with the cracks. And I'm living with the cracks too. As far as I see, everybody, no, because I went to the Midwest back during the campaign, and them motherfuckers had their shit on, like, a fucking bulletproof-ass case and shit like that. Like, these motherfuckers had, like, the Otter fucking, like, armored truck-ass fucking, you know. That is, it is. And you know what's funny? They got these, like, big-ass expensive fucking cases for, like, an iPhone 6. I'm like, my boy, it's 2018. No, they're motherfuckers that are our age, but they're like, but they're, you know, they're minimalist. They're like, well, why do I need the latest iPhone if I got that? Bro, I don't even think my boy Connor, aka Missouri, shout out to my Missouri. I think he just barely switched to iPhone. Yeah, dude had like an old ass. I'm like, what is your phone, my boy? It was an Android. Yeah, but it was like, you see, yeah, and bro, even some people I do stand up with, bro, like, hey, real talk, shout out the boy Matt Mantel, but goddamn it, Matt Mantel has like an iPhone 7. He still has the iPhone with the home button. I just learned that Michael Cera fucking doesn't even have an iPhone, he has a flip phone, so. Michael Cera has a, well, I mean, it's Michael Cera, of course, hipster motherfucker. He's old school Hollywood. He's like, listen, if you want to tell me I got a part, call me on my flip phone. Do you think Michael Cera gets pages being like, hey, you got the part in so-and-so? You're like, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But the Barbie cast apparently had a group chat. They had a group chat on, you know, because we can do that through iMessage and things. And they were like, oh, Michael Cera wasn't part of it because he has a flip phone. But he was okay with it, obviously. And, yeah, anyways.
That. Wait, let me ask you this, though, real quick before you go back to your cooking. What are your thoughts on the fact that Barbie and Oppenheimer are coming out the same weekend? Because you saw the memes, but goddamn it. These are two very big-ass movies that are complete polar opposites coming together on the same weekend.
My thoughts on this, and you already know this. I'm motherfucking excited because I have connections. Of course.
For those people that don't know, my lady works at CAA. And CAA is?
Creative Artists Agency Talent.
What do they do?
They rep entertainers of the world. And so I'm excited because, oh my gosh, don't even get me started. Barbie is like, even if I didn't have a connection to the people who work on it, Barbie is like our freaking childhood, and like it's just like it's part of the zeitgeist. Hello.
Not only that, but Margot Robbie as Barbie, fantastic casting, perfect casting. Could not think of anybody else that could play that role.
Yeah, I could. I mean, you know that I don't know anyone, anyways. But yeah, like her, it's like a no-brainer.
Closest person I could see if this Barbie movie was made years later and before, Cameron Diaz. Maybe. Or Jennifer Aniston. Both blondes.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston, I could see. What was the other one? Cameron Diaz. I don't know if I can see Cameron Diaz
she's
as a Barbie.
She's a blonde Bombshell. Like, only reason why I even put her
in
the category.
She's blonde, yes, and she's great in Bombshell, but I still don't see her as Barbie.
Michelle Pfeiffer? Do you see Michelle Pfeiffer as Barbie?
I've only seen Michelle Pfeiffer in Scarface, so I have limited, like, views of her, but more so than, what's her name?
Cameron Diaz.
More so than Cameron Diaz, but out of those three that you just mentioned, I would say Jennifer Aniston, Michelle, and I would not
Cameron
think,
Diaz,
I
Michelle
wouldn't,
Pfeiffer.
I wouldn't think Cameron Diaz.
Really?
I don't see her as a full
Jennifer
blonde.
Aniston?
I just said that, babe.
Oh, sorry.
Many shots. I literally said Jennifer Aniston was my number one pick out of those three that you said.
It would make sense. Like, if the Barbie movie came out in the 90s, I could see that.
Because Cameron Diaz, I don't see her as a full blonde. I just don't see her as blonde. Isn't she also, like, Latina? Doesn't she have a Latina in her?
I mean, Diaz, the last name? I think so.
And I remember reading one time, I read something where I saw that she, like, I don't know if she still does, but she would donate to, like, Lock High.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she would. Yeah, she contributed money to
Cameron Diaz for the hood. So you know what she deserves? So you know what she deserves to be Barbie, goddammit.
And sorry, I don't want to misspeak. I don't know if it was Locke, but I know it was somewhere in South Central. So Locke, it might be it. But if it's not Locke, it's definitely
it's a school in South LA, goddammit. Basically, Cameron Diaz for the hood. Well, didn't she go to school? Wait, because... No, that was Jennifer Aniston, I think. Because I remember there was like that funny story about how like Snoop Dogg and Jennifer Aniston went to the same high school together. It was Cameron Diaz? Yo, let me Google it. Give it the Goog. Who did Snoop Dogg sell weed to in high school?
Yeah, I saw that. That has to be Cameron.
Cameron Diaz. It was Cameron Diaz. Ah! Hey, you know what? Shout out Cameron Diaz for going to a Long Beach high school and buying weed from Snoop. You know what? She is, you know what? She is the hood Barbie. God damn it. Cameron Diaz is the hood Barbie. If you know what? If it wasn't for Margot Robbie existing right now, I'll be campaigning for fucking Cameron Diaz right now, dude.
Nah, I still don't see her. I don't see her as a real blonde. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, even me thinking of her hair, like, I don't see her being a fucking true blonde. Like,
you really can't see her being Barbie? I mean,
I do.
Really? No. I mean, it could be the eyes.
She's great. Yeah, like you said, she could be a bombshell. She could be great, but not. I don't see her as Barbie. I just don't. Jennifer Aniston, closer.
And she was born in San Diego.
And even then, like even Jennifer Aniston, I also don't see her as a Barbie. Like the, like by nature, but the face and the look, yes. Her, I don't see it in the face. But if we're talking, like, personality or nature, like, the whole Barbie, you know, aesthetic, maybe. Like, because, you know, Barbie was, like, a do-it-all. She was, you know. So, of course, yeah. Cameron Diaz is, like.
Also, apparently, Cameron Diaz quit acting. Yeah, like he says here. Why did Cameron Diaz quit acting? Wants to focus on being a mom to her 3-year-old daughter.
Oh, shit, this is this year. How
do you
know that? Oh, I wonder if she's a client.
Not anymore. She retired, apparently. Oh, really?
What if I want another elote, babe? I'm just kidding.
That's a different elote lady. We're not going to disrespect our OG elote lady.
Because you bought it from that first. How do you know this is not my OG lady?
I'm not going to lie. You got money? Because I'm down to get another elote if you're down.
Cool, babe. No, it's just the sight of it.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
But if you... I don't have cash, though.
Ah, you're right. You don't have cash. And I literally only have like $2. Hell nah. We ain't living in Joe Biden's America. You know for a fact there's some inflation prices. God damn. Oh! Nah. Because what I want is... What is it? What is that? Let me see.
Oh, Tony.
Tony Shears Original Ciroli Seasoning. I'm kind of heated, too, because, bro, I hate inflation because if this was, like, back in my childhood times right now, bro, I got $3 left. That would have got me the nachos, bro. That would have got me the chili cheese Fritos. I know. What do you mean get over it? So I'm just supposed to just open up my goddamn cheeks and just spread it open for the government so that way they can go and fuck me in the ass? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to revolt. I'm going to storm the Capitol, babe. Storming the Capitol. Exactly. See, they're buying because they got the money for it. Well, it's not only that, too. I know, but it's like, I hate that, like, the duality of always having to, like, sweetheart, you saw the way I fucked up. Did you not see how I fucked up those steak frites at fucking Dana's thing, dude? But that's what I'm saying. If I could fuck up a steak that quick, you don't think I could fuck up an elote like that? Oh, so you're telling me I have some very shitty corn? Well, I mean, I don't want a corn right now. I'm listening to the fucking ice cream, man. I want my chili cheese Fritos. Yeah, I am like low key, like even down to ask him, like, bro, you got a Zelle? You know what? I'm not even blaming inflation too. It's like a lot of these people don't adapt to like current day, like forms of payment. Cause now we're used to the digital shit. We're used to like, oh, let me Zelle you, let me Cash App you. And some vendors have gotten into the swing of things, but it's like, man, I would love for this ice cream man right now to be like, yeah, I got Zelle. Be like, bro, I will write down your number and save it as the guy, dude. Cause you know, every weekend I'm gonna be out here for them chili cheese Fritos, my boy.
When I was in college, me and Jesse. Sorry, I'm not holding it because I have chicken stuff on my hands. Me and Jesse, we went to UC Santa Barbara for their 1 week of, I don't know what it's called, but it's a week of like, I forgot what they call it. But it's just, you know, you party, you walk around, day drink all day. And we went that weekend to UC Santa Barbara, and we came across an elotero, and he had a Venmo sign on his thing. And we were like, perfect, because we'd had no cash. So we're like, let me Venmo you. And we're like, this is, we like shouted him out. Because that was the first time we ever saw like a vendor like actually being like, Venmo me. And we're like,
yeah, dude. You know what I also like too is when the taqueria starting to have Venmos and Zelles. I'm like, perfect, my boy. Shoot the number ASAP because I'm telling you right the fuck now, bro. What? Yeah. And you know what's funny? I feel like that's like a good business strategy that a lot of people are not like really taking a part of. Because you know why? Well, I don't know how much of a scam it is when you give me tacos after I pay you for that shit. So, but for me, for me, it's more so on the aspect of like, I totally forgot my thought. God damn it. I had a thought. God damn it. Hold on. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So Zelle, I'm down for a Zeller as long as they got the fucking number. I'll save their number. Makes it quick, makes it easy. Oh, I was gonna say, I feel like having some type of like payment app feature allows you to also set your own prices too, because I'm gonna keep it a bean Reno, bro. If I'm fucked up and I see an elotero with the Zelle or whatever, he could charge me whatever the fuck he wants. At the end of the day, he's making it easier for me with the Zelle. So if he's like, yo, that motherfucking elote is such and such number, I'm like, fuck it, I'll pay such and such, dog. Like at this point, because so hence what I'm saying, like that even in itself, it's a smart strategy, because you know that like if you have that convenience, you have that little wiggle room to kind of really just like, you know, blow up your prices. It is 420. Oh, 432. 430. 430. We got to be at that motherfucking show. We still got like an hour and some change before the show comes. So we're Gucci. Yeah. People always ask me too, like, hey, Tony, like, what's it like doing stand-up? I'm going to keep it a Bean Arena, bro. I cannot tell you because for the most part, like, I have, although I am drunk right now, I have this thing that I can only describe as like stage drunk, where I basically get blacked out. Like, bro, as soon as they call my name, I black out. And I basically go into autopilot mode and I have like that out of body experience where I'm just like, I just go, you know? So basically that's going to be what it is tonight. Hence what I'm saying, as long as I'm still conscious right now, we Gucci. You know, we Gucci. Because as soon as they say, come to the stage, Tony Lopez, I'm putting it the fuck together. I don't know if you noticed too, sweetheart, but I also like to slap my head 3 times exactly before I go up. Yeah, it's just like, bop, bop, bop. Just to...
Yeah.
do a little slap on the head. After that, it's in the hands of God. It's in the hands of God. Hey, babe. I'm not with G right now, but can you humor me for a second? Humor me for a second? You know why? Because it's minute 54 in the podcast, which means we have about 5 minutes left in the podcast. It's the final countdown. Do, 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 do. What? We're soaring through Venus. No, I'm just kidding. But hey, I appreciate you, sweetheart, because frankly, yeah, I am missing G a little bit. I got a little bit of a I miss you, G. I know you busy right now doing your thing out here being the global ambassador that you are right now, my boy. Oh, you know him. Work, everybody. Univision needs the man, bro.
That's why I'm being nosy. I want to know the specifics. Where
it's just work, you know. Sometimes when you work in. Well, when you work for high credible media conglomerates, you can't disclose. No, it's not that I can't disclose. It's just sometimes homie gonna be busy, and I get it. Because sometimes
he's
the work
so busy that you don't even know where he's at right now.
Exactly. The man's a mystery because the reality is he is working for some high-end companies and they expect a lot from him. Homie tells me I got work and I'm one of those people. No. I'm like a girl that knows her man's is cheating, but he gonna let it happen. It's not like, I understand. It's okay. Do what you gotta do. But just know who you come into at the end of the night.
Just know that ain't me.
I know. Okay. I like how you were like, no, I know, but it's a joke. But you know what I mean, though. You just like, listen, I gotta work, and frankly, I don't question it because I know the man does.
You do the same with me too. You're like very understanding when I tell you that I'm like, oh, work.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm one of those people that's like, listen, if you got here, because that's his main check. That's where the man's getting his bread. So at the end of the day, I'm not gonna get in between the man and his bread. I'm like, you tell me it's work related. I'm like, say less. All right, we'll make it happen. Hence why we're here right now. Because I'm like, you know what, G? If you got to do your goddamn thing, at the end of the day, do your goddamn thing. You are a great man that does great work. So I'm not surprised that you got work up the goddamn wazoo. You dig? So you're going to do what the fuck you're going to goddamn do until then. But you know what? We will be back at the LMG Studios. You already fucking know. That is the official home of the Tony Talks podcast until further goddamn notice. Until I hopefully make it as a stand-up and have enough money to be able to make my own studio. But we shall see. Chili Bean. But anyways, 57 minutes in this motherfucker. Real quick. I guess I can end these last couple of minutes by kind of really going over my game plan for the show tonight, since by the time this is going to be uploaded, the show will already be over. But a lot of the times when I do my stand-up, I really try to be different in the sense of, like, I never have the same set more than once. So far, with the Comedy Boulevard Boys, shout out the Boulevard Boys, there's one thing that they're taking notice about me. They're just like, Tony, I can't even fucking tell like what your set's gonna be because every week you always come with something fucking different. And I like that because at the end of the day, A, that's helping me like kind of relinquish the ADHD thought process to where I'm just like, fuck it, I'm thinking this, let's just write it down. But it also keeps me fresh in the sense of like I never get comfortable with a set. And that's just me personally. I'm not somebody that is like, and no offense to nobody that does this. At the end of the day, if you got a fucking great formula, why the fuck it up? But I'm just someone that, for some reason, I have this, like, instilled fear to where, like, I just cannot do the same material over and over again. Or at least if I am, it's going to have to be some, like, material that, like, I basically have, like, done and basically mastered. And I don't really give myself time to build that. It's either I got it or I don't got it. So if I don't got it in that fucking material, then we're going to do something different. But until then, if it works, we'll make it work. So that's where kind of like I lay. I'm just like, because even today, like all this is like, some of it is new stuff. Some of it is a little bit of the old stuff that I've been like, that I maybe did like once or twice. But like, I feel like there's still legs there. So I want to like make it grow. Like, I'm someone who really just tries to like never always like
be strained from certain material. I was like, you know what? At the end of the fucking day, if someone were to tell me, hey, listen, I need you to do a set, but it's only shit that you worked on like during your first year of comedy. Oh, fuck, dude. That smells fucking bomb, dude. Yeah. And no MSG. Sheesh. You already know. Anyways, sorry. My girl was giving wanting my opinion on some spices. 11 herbs of spices like we goddamn Kentucky Fried Chicken. But anyways, like I said, though, I always have this instilled fear that I get too comfortable with the set. So I'm always just like, work on new shit. Even if it's fucking dog shit. It might be dog shit now, but you're going to mold it into better shit. You feel me? So that's kind of where my philosophy is right now, and that's kind of where I'm going in with this show. I got a little bit of old, got a little bit of new, and then, you know, at the end of the day, we gonna do what the fuck it goddamn do. Mountain what?
Mountain what?
Exactly. And, well, listen, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to reach the 1 hour mark in this goddamn podcast. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to me in this bullshit fucking goddamn... I don't even know what this podcast was. This is a whole facade. You basically got like a little bit of a fucking like footnote into my like relationship life, into my daily life. And you know what? I'm not upset about it. At the end of the day, I really did want to give you guys an episode, and I'm glad that I was able to give you this kind of episode, because reality is like right now life's good, and I want to let y'all know life's good. So it'll always be good as long as I got ears listening to me in this podcast. I never want to let the podcast down. I never want to neglect the podcast. I have been very busy, but I always told myself podcast cannot be neglected. So listen, if you somehow managed to last through this 1 hour of strict madness, I want to thank you wholeheartedly from the bottom of my heart, because frankly, you have been a fan of something that I am really trying to still keep afloat. No matter what's going on in life, at the end of the goddamn day, nothing makes me feel better than just being able to talk some bullshit on the mic and motherfuckers listen and hopefully relate to the material. So thank you so much for listening to me and my bullshit and my banter. Real quick before we go, of course, if you want to follow the podcast, you can follow the podcast at Tony Talks PC on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to follow my personal, that is Tony_MickBadLuck, MCBADLUCK. And what's up?
I'm also signing off.
There you go. She's also signing off. Do you want to shout your Insta or no?
I can follow you on Instagram.
Okay. You can follow my lady on Insta, but not like that. Take it easy, because I will come and slit your goddamn throat at Psychopath to La La Land.
Correct?
Yeah. Psychopath to La La Land. On Instagram platforms. I don't know if it's on other platforms. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to my goddamn drunken ramble right now. Hopefully I'll have enough brain cells to be able to do some goddamn good stand-up comedy coming tonight. But anyways, I want to thank you once again for joining me for another installment of the Tony Talks Podcast. My name is Tony with say your goddamn name, babe. With Daisy. Reminding you to stay safe, stay beautiful, but most importantly, live life, bro. Live life. Thank you.
Thank you.